Well, welcome back to the Coach Paul Thomas Show. Jay and I are here to bring Coach Thomas to you to talk about last week's football contest as well as what we have coming up down the road. But we'll talk about the last Friday's game against Lathrop. Lathrop certainly, Coach, as advertised. They were very, very good, very physical, and I know they were able to show good balance on offense and show some good defense. Blue Jays, however, were able to get on the board early and certainly looked like it would be a very competitive contest early on. I thought the Blue Jays fought them down the line pretty well the first half. Second half, Lathrop just was too physical, I believe. And, of course, there's some mistakes the West Platte Blue Jays made there. But all in all, I know you got to be happy with the effort. And Lathrop, it looks like they could make some noise down the road, even in Class 2 as well.
Yeah, I think they will. You know, Coach Holt's got them going over there. And, you know, I thought they were ripe for the picking early. You know that we recovered the onside kick there. And, you know, we fumbled right after that. And I believe we fumbled again when Dexter is, you know, we had a chance. We had a couple chances there to kind of do some things. And then at the end of the half, we did too. So, you know, I thought we fought really well the whole night long. And, you know, just kind of got worn out in the second half.
Well, yeah, you break it down. The Blue Jays, the game plan looked great to start with. You had the onside kick, and then they're just before half. I know the Blue Jays were inside the five to possibly get this game pretty close at half. And, you know, play a top-tier team like that down to the wire, I'm sure it had to give a little optimism in the locker room at halftime.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, we felt like we were in it. You know, I felt like I said, you know, they were right for the picking after coming off an emotional win the week before against Penny Hamilton. So, you know, you can catch teams like that once in a while and catch them and get up on them a little bit early. You know, good things can happen. But, you know, overall, I thought our kids did a good job. You know, we're starting two new linemen on the offensive line and Jacob Brown and Coy Kirby. And you know, I thought our offensive line did a good job.
I heard you mention there you moved some linemen around. Now, Coy Kirby, now he's at you got him at left tackle now. Is that right?
Yeah, we did. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we kind of noticed that from the booth there, and I know those guys are very good and capable, and I know they'll do a great job. But I know it's just one of those things when someone goes down, the next man up, and certainly that's the opportunity that's there as well. I know, Coach, you got to feel still pretty good, I think, about this rushing game. I know I do. You look at as far as the running attack, you got Brian Rodriguez averaging 84.5 yards per game and 5.8 yards per carry, and Gavin Davis, pretty much identical statistics. He's rushing for 82.5 yards per game and averaging 5.2 yards per carry. So you got two of your running backs averaging over 5 yards a carry, and then you got your quarterback, Noah Johnson, averaging 40 yards per game, and he's averaging 3.0 yards per carry, and that's every carry, whether it's a sack or whatever. That's pretty darn decent as well. Blue Jays is a team at this point of averaging 166 yards per game, which certainly at this point of year you got to feel pretty good about that, averaging 4.7 yards per carry. So, you know, the running game looks like something that can be built around here, and adjustment here and there, you could have a pretty decent offense going here.
Yeah, I know. You know, that's, we like to run the football, and you know, we threw a little bit too much last week, I felt like, you know, and but at the same time, you know, there were some things they were giving us that we felt like we connect on and came real close, and Noah's doing a great job running our offense, and our two running backs, you know, they run hard, they really do. You know, we'll get the handle on the football and, you know, eventually take care of that thing. But, you know, that's big. You know, we had a couple fumbles there, and we need to keep from doing that.
Well, certainly, looking at the offense as well, you wanted to improve the passing game, and we certainly want to mention Gavin Davis and all that as well and what Noah's done. But Gavin's got 147 yards receiving to this point in the season, which is pretty impressive for a running back as well. And I know defensively, I know you'd like to see things get a little bit better there, and I know they will. But, you know, there's a silver lining here, I think. I mean, you're playing a Class 2 school. You really are still consistent with the running game, and, you know, the kids are stepping up pretty well from what I can tell at this point.
Yeah, they really are. They're working hard. You know, we've had a good week of practice. You know, hopefully it'll pay off for us against North Platte.
Well, speaking of North Platte, we'll take a quick break here, and we'll talk about North Platte and the West Platte versus North Platte rivalry, the Tobacco Stick game. We'll be right back to talk about that in just a moment.